Welcome back to the Big Dog Morning Show, 7:55 in the a.m. My name is Jimmy. This morning I'm joined by a new pal, Mr. Chris Rodney. He's a professor of archaeology, I believe, maybe other things at Tulane University.
That's right.
Mr. Rodney, thanks for joining me this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And we're here to talk about the archaeology open house going on this weekend at the Berry site. Of course, it's in Morganton. It's happening tomorrow from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Now, let's begin by talking about what the Berry site is and what kind of things go on there. And then we'll kind of talk about what's going to be happening at the open house tomorrow. So tell me a bit about this. It's called the Exploring Jowara Project. Right?
That's correct. The Berry site, located on Henderson Mill Road, is the location of a large Native American town known as Jowara, dating from about AD 1400 to 1600. It's also the location of an interesting and very important Spanish settlement named Fort San Juan, established by Captain Juan Pardo and 130 soldiers with whom he traveled from Santa Elena on Parris Island, South Carolina, to the town of Jowara. They built Fort San Juan in January 1567. Relations with the local Native American community seem to have been very positive at first.
Yeah.
But in the spring of 1568, word reached Santa Elena that Fort San Juan and other forts established by those soldiers in the Carolinas and eastern Tennessee had been attacked and abandoned.
Okay. So how long have we in this area known about these things and known about this site that's there and the town of Jowara?
We've known about the town of Jowara, which was visited by Hernando de Soto in 1540
right.
and Juan Pardo in 1567 for a long time. We haven't known exactly where it was. It was in the mid-1990s mm-hmm. when David Moore and Rob Beck, my co-directors on this project, realized that some of the artifacts they had found at the Berry site are the types of artifacts associated with 16th century Spanish expeditions in what's now the southeastern United States.
Okay, so this is a pretty exciting place to see, you know, what was going on. It's crazy to think about these things were happening right here where we live and work and walk and go around. These things are happening 400 years ago.
It is pretty remarkable, and this activity predates Roanoke and predates Jamestown.
Yeah.
The English history of North Carolina is very important and very interesting. But there was a Spanish presence here first. And in fact, Fort San Juan was established as the primary Spanish settlement at the northern edge of what they claimed as Florida.
Yeah.
And it was the earliest permanent European settlement in the interior of the United States, north of the Rio Grande.
So what happened?
Well, we don't really know. And that's one of the reasons why the archaeology is so important. We're very interested in the interaction between the native people of Jowara and surrounding communities and those Spanish soldiers.
Right.
We know that Native American warriors participated in raids on enemy villages with those Spanish soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there probably were demands placed on the native community for food and that interpersonal relations may have reached a point at which the native community decided that the Spanish were not such good neighbors to have after all.
Okay.
But initially, it would seem that they were welcomed into the community.
So what you're doing is just basically searching for any and all clues that might help you figure out what did happen, the way these people lived their lives, and how the presence might have influenced today's North Carolinians, right?
Absolutely. And the fact that the Spanish settlements, including Fort San Juan, were attacked and abandoned in the spring of 1568, created an opening for later English and French colonial settlement of the eastern United States.
Okay, so tomorrow there's going to be an open house for people that have never heard about this and never had a chance to go actually see an archaeological site or dig. What should I call it?
An archaeological site.
Okay, so tomorrow site tours, artifact exhibits. You can see excavation actually happening.
Yes.
Live there. You just told me you guys have a new video that kind of explains some of this.
We do.
Okay, so if you want some information, you can check out this website, exploringjowara.org, and it's J-O-A-R-A, or you can call the foundation, and the number for that is 828-439-2463. Now, what else is going to be going on tomorrow, Chris?
Well, the site tours are the most important thing, and we're very excited about the digital reconstructions that have been made by one of our students.
Okay, virtual San Juan.
Virtual Fort San Juan, illustrating what some of the buildings at the settlement look like.
Okay.
The demonstrations of how Native people made pottery, made stone tools, and other items are interesting and exciting. We have Catawba potters who will be on the site demonstrating their crafts, as well as a Western Piedmont Community College teacher who will be demonstrating the production of 16th century Spanish pottery, the kinds of containers that would have been made and carried by 16th century Spanish expeditions.
Great. Okay. Well, Mr. Rodning, professor at Tulane University, my guest this morning, thank you so much for joining me. And the archaeology open house at the Berry site going on tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. And we'll be back with more Hot Country in just a second.